All right, I know what you're thinking. Oh my gosh, what are they doing here this morning? So go ahead, you can laugh now, and it's okay to find a little bit of humor in what's being said this morning, and the awkwardness, I get it, but relax, it's going to be okay. I know some of you are like, how do we talk about sex in church? Well, the funny thing is the church has tended to be really prude about an issue that is massive in our culture. And while the churches tend to be pretty prude about it, we're learning about sexuality from all these other places. But if you read the Bible isn't. The Bible is really ridiculously candid about this issue. There are phrases and thoughts in the Bible that if you read them and really thought about what's being said, you wouldn't read them to your children. There are stories that we do not make flannel graphs, we do not teach in our children's ministry. Lots of them. About sexuality. And there is a book in the Bible named Song of Solomon that is, it's really straightforward and erotic and beautiful about sexual love and marriage. I once had a couple teenage girls come to me. They were talking to me. They were like, well, what's your favorite book in the Bible? And they said Song of Solomon. I was like, that's not good. That is just wrong. When you get married, Song of Solomon can be your favorite book. In fact, ladies, it should be. But until you're married, it's probably not a good idea to say that Song of Solomon is your favorite book, because it's a love poem that is erotic. Believe it or not, it's in the Bible between two married people. And so this morning, we're going to deal kind of honestly about sexuality because Jesus tells us to. In the teaching on the Sermon on the Mount, he addresses issues in marriage from two different angles. And the first one this morning we're going to look at is the issue of being faithful or being true, being having fidelity in our marriages when it comes to our sexuality. Or in other words, we called it being holy in a Hooters culture. To be honest with you, I don't need to stand up here and tell you stories about the way our culture views sex, okay? There's not really any TV show that you watch that doesn't have sexual humor, sexual innuendo, double entendre. I went for like 5 years seeing that on it would say PG-13 for double entendre. And I was like, what are they talking about? I didn't know what that meant. So some of you were like, what is that? It's like in cartoons when they make like sexual jokes, but little kids won't know what it means. That's double entendre. Anyway, it's just part of our culture. And we kind of, have this mindset, our culture is so much worse than any other culture. Not true. It has been true throughout history. The lucid nature of sexuality in the world. This is not going to be a message that says, and all those people are messed up and we have it right. What Jesus is trying to teach his disciples is that his plan for our sexuality is beautiful, and sex fits in the right context and does amazing things, but outside of that context, it's like a fire. A fire in the fireplace is a good thing. You get the fire out of the fireplace, you got trouble. You got issues. Well, what Jesus is trying to teach us and what the Bible's trying to teach us is that in the right place, sex is a beautiful thing. Outside of that place, it's not so much. And so we're going to be dealing with Jesus' words this morning about this. Next week, we're going to be talking about faithfulness in marriage, seeing it through, and the issue of divorce. And, it's kind of funny. Today was supposed to be the day we were going to promote our sixth graders into the service. We moved it back a week.